Unit 12. Friends. Maria and Xenia have been teammates in a soft volleyball circle for years. After practice, they usually chat a lot about all the things going on in their daily lives. Listen to their conversation and practice with a partner.
I feel so refreshed after a game.
That's the secret of a healthy life. Phew, now I'm starving.
Hey, Xenia, last week I met some of my old girlfriends. They were so caring and supportive. I've lived all these years, and now more than ever, I am really grateful to have the friends I have.
I can see you enjoyed catching up with them. I tell you, you have good friends because you deserve to have such friends.
Nice of you to say so, Xenia. I've known some of my friends since we were young, for more than half a century.
Years ago, we had a reunion to celebrate the 30th anniversary of graduation from high school. After the event, we started to get together, enjoying a 2-day trip once a year. I've really started to enjoy it over the last few years.
Back in high school, you weren't so close, were you?
No. I guess new relationships formed after we became reacquainted as adults.
I agree. Given that there are so many people in the world, and we don't meet or speak to most of them, I think it's fate that brings people together again at just the right time.
Each of us has lived our lives overcoming hardships, so I think now we can be more thoughtful about others than we were when we were young.
We are lucky to have people we can call true friends from the bottom of our hearts, even if only a few.
That's right. Maria, let me take this opportunity to say something to you. I am so grateful that you count me as an important friend.
I know. So am I, Xenia. And oh, what a shame. I'm broke today.
You see through me. I forgot my wallet.
Obviously. I have been your friend for a long time.